AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock and his Republican opponent Herschel Walker are campaigning again ahead of their December 6th runoff election.
I've done this before. We've done this before. We know how to win a runoff.
Warnock won a runoff in 2020. Workers at the Maricopa County, Arizona Vote Tabulation Center continue their work. Some races remain too close to call. County Supervisors Chair Bill Gates.
We've already had over 1.1 million votes counted and recorded here in Maricopa County in the 2022 general election. We have about 400 to 410,000 more to be counted.
Arizona Democrats maintain small leads over their Republican rivals for Senate and governor. Races for Senate and governor also tight in Nevada. Nearly 100,000 votes remain to be counted in Clark and Washoe counties, the state's two most populous counties. Both Democrats and Republicans need to win two of the three remaining Senate races in order to have the majority. Three Nevada House seats are also in limbo. The Pennsylvania legislature remains undecided. Democrats hold 101 seats, Republicans 100, with two races undecided. History in Michigan, Democrats in the majority for the first time since 1983 name Winnie Brinks as the Senate's first female majority leader and Joe Tate as the first black House Speaker. The government says inflation slowed again last month, the fourth such monthly decline, the 7.7% reading better than what economists were expecting. The report sent Wall Street soaring, the Dow closing up 1,200 points, the S&P gaining 5.5%. This is AP News. The storm surge from what was Hurricane Nicole adds to beach erosion first started by Hurricane Ian in Wilbur-by-the-Sea in Volusia County, Florida. Krista Goodrich, who rents out hundreds of vacation homes, says she never dreamt the Barrier Island beach properties would wash away.
It was a trifecta of Ian and then a king tide and then Nicole, and we just didn't have a chance to recover, and the tide never relaxed, and so it just compromised every seawall, every dune, and we are just devastated.
The storm, which caused at least two deaths, was the first November hurricane to make landfall in Florida in 37 years. It delivered another devastating blow just weeks after Ian came ashore on the Gulf Coast. The remnants could dump as much as 6 inches of rain over the Blue Ridge Mountains by tomorrow. The Kansas State Board of Education strongly recommends public school districts eliminate Native American mascots and names. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.